proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Jerusalem Day, or in Hebrew it's called Yom Yerushalayim, is an Israeli national holiday commemorating the reunification of Jerusalem and the establishment of the Israeli control over the old city of Jerusalem on June 7, 1967, during the Six-Day War. Like all holidays in Israel, it is celebrated according to the Hebrew calendar. In 1967, June 7th fell on Iyar the 28th, the date on the Hebrew calendar. This year, Jerusalem Day was recently held on May 17th. Jerusalem, or in Hebrew, Yerushalayim, the root, Shalem, is found in the Hebrew which means completeness or wholeness. In fact, the most famous Hebrew word, Shalom, which means peace, is also derived from this root. King Solomon, or Shlomo, as we say in Hebrew, brought unprecedented peace to Jerusalem when he was king. Note that the same root is also contained in his name, and also in the name of his wife, Shulamit. This is the focus of the book of Song of Solomon, according to Song of Solomon chapter 6, verse 13. Now, both the Bible and archaeology show a strong Jewish presence in Jerusalem through many millennia. Many in the media today try to deny this, but they do not speak the truth. Jerusalem is intertwined with Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. It is first mentioned in Genesis 14, verse 18, as the meeting place of Abram and Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Salem is also mentioned in Psalm 76, verse 2, and refers to Jerusalem. Mount Moriah, where Abraham offered Isaac in 1872 BC, according to Genesis chapter 22, is the Temple Mount, which David later purchased for the temple to be built upon. Please note that Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was not born until 570 AD, many years after. The word Jerusalem is mentioned 764 times in the Hebrew Tanakh, the Old Testament, with the first mention being in Joshua 10, verse 1. Jerusalem is also known in the Tanakh as Zion, and this word occurs 153 times. Originally, Zion referred to the city of David, and then later to Jerusalem as a whole. Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah. After Israel lost sovereignty, many other nations ruled the land, including the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Romans, and later on the Ottoman Turks, and finally by the British with the British Mandate. When the Mandate ended in 1948, Israel was reestablished as a nation, but Jerusalem was divided, east and west. It is not until 19 years later, in 1967, that Israel was finally reunited under Jewish sovereignty again. Hence, Jerusalem Day is a very historic day and a great fulfillment of Bible prophecy. A careful student of the Word of God will realize that God considers Jerusalem both the geographical focus of the earth and the spiritual focus of His plan. For over 1,000 years, Passover Seders have concluded with all participants saying, L'shana abaha b'Yerushalayim, or next year in Jerusalem, indicating the desire of the Jewish people to return to their homeland. Again, a prophecy that was fulfilled in 1948. The psalmist must have loved Jerusalem to pen the beautiful words of Psalm 87, verses 2 and 3. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. This has been another Hebrew Nuggets that's been provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. One thing about Jackie, she will actually be here for the four-day focus here at International Board of Jewish Missions that is coming up on June 22nd through the 25th. That's held at our headquarters in Hickson, Tennessee, in the greater Chattanooga area. And we invite you to come to that. And to register, you can simply contact us here at IBJM. And this will be a blessing for those who want to know better how to reach the Jewish people with the gospel of the Messiah, Jesus. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.